It's 2025 and people still can't comprehend Goku's writing by calling him bad, which is ironic because the most iconic panel from the entire series debunks this whole claim. Since clearly y'all ain't watched Dragon Ball, I'll give context to this panel. The core theme of Goku versus Vegeta is nature versus nurture. Goku believes that birthright don't mean anything, and that through hard work and effort, one can become stronger, which aligns with the lesson taught to him by Roshi, that he should always strive to become stronger. Whilst Vegeta's conflicting ideology is that he is destined for greatness because of his birthright as a Saiyan elite and because he's the prince of all Saiyans, this ideology clash spans across the entire series. This beam clash represents that ideology clash. Vegeta, because of his belief and birthright, is in the sky, determined to destroy the planet, whilst Goku, because of his belief and birth status, is on the ground serving as Earth's last line of defense. This moment represents the entire series in just one moment. By having Goku win this beam clash, it ultimately means his belief was correct. That's why Vegeta was never able to catch up to Goku when he tried following in his footsteps, because of the lesson he was taught by Roshi that a warrior should never be satisfied with today's performance. Goku fought always to push himself.